Let's go back to the studio and talk to Dan and Dave. I think they're both there. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good afternoon.
I wish I was there with you and some oysters, but instead I'm here with Chris Sugarcane, which is awesome, too. So tonight it all begins, my friends. It all begins.
Will you be back in time for it, Justin?
For the deck party?
Yeah.
I'm afraid not. I will be playing, and then I'm emceeing the charity event tonight, but hopefully this is the only deck party I missed the entire season.
Better be.
Okay. So what do we have going? First of all, I know you have R.J. Hawk and Roger Scott of our staff.
Dream team.
Yes, the old and the new of the Cajun deck party happening tonight.
Well, as far as our featured entertainment goes, we have Little Rock's hottest band, Tragically White. That's always a good time. We're gonna have some serious drink specials going on. Budweiser's gonna be in the house, so we're gonna be pushing all kinds of stuff this evening. And we're also gearing up for some exciting stuff after the Derby. Dan, you want to tell them a little bit about that?
This weekend we're gonna do after the Derby day. If you've got your Oaklawn tickets, if you bring them in, we won't charge you a cover. So we're going to be doing some drink specials as well on mint juleps and mojitos just for fun.
And you can bring anything, really. If you're wearing a Derby hat, if you're you can bring your parking pass, your schedule, just anything that represents that you were at Oaklawn.
A horseshoe
will work. If you bring your horse trailer, you know, we're in. We're going to be
what
very lenient.
What if I come dressed as a jockey? Do I get anything for that?
That'll work.
I actually have jockey
pants. Those pants look like they could pass as jockey pants.
No, a jockey would never wear these, although they're about the same size. But
I need to see a picture of these pants.
I have jockey silks. Maybe I'll tweet a picture of these pants out here in a little bit. But anyway, who's playing Saturday?
Saturday is Kathmandu. They're a great band. We've had them two or three times now in the past 6 or 7 months. They bring a really big crowd. They're playing a lot of great songs, a lot of almost, I'd say, B-side tracks, stuff that you don't hear all the time. But they're playing some killer Allman Brothers and what else?
Surely they play some Seger.
Do a bunch of like Steely Dan, Allman Brothers, Bonnie Raitt, but they it's just like David said, just it's not Brick House, it's not everyday stuff mm-hmm. you hear. So it's definitely something to catch.
So if somebody says, "What are you doing Saturday night?" I say, "I think I'm going to Kathmandu."
Yeah, is that what you definitely. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Probably should have. Anyway,
with your jockey pants on.
What's going on with the menu? What's happening over there, food wise?
All kinds of stuff.
I'm hungry. I can't begin to tell you.
We brought Bienville for you.
You did
not.
Not
here.
No.
Let Matt eat all that.
You shut your mouth.
Tommy stuck his head in.
You
grabbed a few.
Stop
it.
Did you really?
He did.
Oh.
For you.
I may save some for you, Justin.
I have been in New Orleans twice since the last deck party, and nowhere in New Orleans has better Bienville than Cajun's Wharf.
Bam.
And that's a fact, Jack.
Thank you.
It's a true story.
We work hard at it.
Oh, well, that's no doubt. You guys ever thought about doing char grills? Have we talked about this before?
We've done them as specials before. It's mm-hmm. just...
Would you give me a heads up the next time you do? Because I will make sure to come in and eat 4 or 5 dozen.
And we could always do them. If somebody wants them, we could do them special order. So
if I ask super nice, you would do them for me?
Uh-huh.
That's a special order.
And you wouldn't have to wear your jockey pants. You could just wear your normal pants.
All my pants are jockey pants. I know not of what you speak.
Just a pair of chinos would be fine.
What time do you guys... Is it 4:30? Is that when you open the doors?
Yes. And okay. Tonight, we're going to just... The weather didn't work for us, so we're just going to make it work, and we're going to extend happy hour prices until 10. So they normally stop at 7, and we're going to have
a deal.
Them until 10.
I applaud you. That'll keep you warm outside on the deck.
That's
There's
what I'm
no
saying.
Doubt. Well, look, it's usually this time of year it's starting to get to the point where it's like 134, so this is a nice change of pace. And I would rather be slightly too cold than way, way, way too hot.
Good point.
So, hey, these pants I cannot wear when it's 140.
They'll stick to you.
No, exactly. They'll stick to anything near them, so... It's not good for anyone. I
Those
think
pants
nice.
In Bienville, man, that's the deal.
There's no question. And honestly, if I spilled Bienville on these pants, I don't know that anybody would notice. That's the upside. They're very busy.
But, yeah, we're going to be having a big time tonight, even though the weather didn't work. We, like David said, we've got Budweiser coming out to promote all their products, and we'll have special pricing on their stuff all night and happy hour till 10, so bring it.
Tragically White will be in the house. Come on down, everybody.
Tragically White is a great way to kick off the summer season, the spring summer season.
The deck season at Cajun's
Wharf. The
deck Wharf.
Season. Deck season.
We love deck season.
I say it's deck season.
At Cajun's Wharf.
That's exactly right. Well, guys, I wish I was there with you, but feel free to come back next week and bring more oysters. That's one thing you don't want to reheat. Oysters need to be done, and then that's probably it. That's why I always make sure to eat every single oyster on the plate. That's not
even if you're full. You just you take them all down.
The last time I ate oysters, we had 5 dozen between four of us.
How many did you eat? 4 dozen?
3.5 dozen.
That's
probably.
What I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, big guy.
I mean, with Bienville's kind of a. It's more of a full. That's a full meal. That's. I probably couldn't do more than 2 dozen of those.
Yeah.
Maybe 2.5.
Yeah, there
probably
you go.
3 years.
Selling yourself short.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was there with you guys.
Me too.
Wish you were here.
Wish I was organized. Wish I had told you to come here. Actually, that would have been great because you know what? I could eat oysters at the first TFC.
Could have warmed you up.
Yeah, I'm going to eat some of those peanut butter crackers, actually. That they
yummy.
Those are delicious, too. And they're not Bienville. Guys, appreciate it. We'll visit again. I'll be in soon. And, Chris, you might as well enjoy it while you can. Soon you'll be married and you'll be an old fuddy-duddy. You won't be doing
come down to Cajuns
anymore.
Tonight. You got to do
I'd
it.
I'd love to.
Come on.
He's going to be with me. He's going to be my assistant auctioneer tonight.
Then. I am?
He's going to be my Vanna.
Oh, my.
He had no idea until just now. Guys, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
All right, we got to take a timeout. Kevin Little Rock on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback says, Dan and Dave rock. He says, screw happy hour. We do happy evening. That's it. They're going to rock it. Kev also says, don't tweet the pants. Tweet Jeff's picks. I will do that. And, Big Baby, I'll send you that other pick that you're missing.
Thank you.
BG in Little Rock says, I love Crazy Mike's, but that commercial with a high-pitched little girl was on my last nerve, and trust me, I'm not alone. I have good news for you. There is a new commercial on the way. Kev says, iPhone, mark unread, arrogance. Pride will not allow Apple to admit that something they can't take credit for was actually a good idea. As far as truckers, those guys were gazing deeply into one another's eyes. That might have been.
10 miles of that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, seriously.
It's a long staring contest.
Honestly, the guy in the left lane almost drove over into the right lane and hit the guy, too.
Maybe you want to hand him something.
Hand him something. Here, hold this. All right, we'll be back.